Masters of Suspense.
I can't go any further.
All right, we'll stop here.
How far do you think we've come?
Four or five miles, Bart.
They'll be after us.
Yes.
They don't like convicts escaping from the chain gangs. Especially lifers. Killers.
Bart, we're not killers.
They think we are. And pretty soon they'll be right, because we will be killers.
Sam Gregson.
Yeah. Gregson.
You're sure it was Gregson who framed us, huh?
Of course he was. He sat with us in that card game. He saw how much Perillo won. He went to our room before we got home, stole that gun of ours, used it on Perillo, took his money. Then he made sure the gun would be easy to find. The barrel was stuck in the mud, but the gun butt was sticking right out of the water.
Yeah, and our prints were still on a bullet clip.
A perfect frame. And Gregson's going to pay for it.
But if only we could make him talk.
Even if we got him to sign a confession, he claimed it was under duress. Who'd believe us? Oh, no. No, that won't work. We've got to go straight to Gregson. Got to make him give us some money. And then we'll blow his head off.
Listen, Bart, why not just take the money?
That's not enough, Dan. Money doesn't begin to pay for 3 years in that chain gang. Sam Gregson's got to give us his life, too. And why not? They're going to hunt us like killers, aren't they? They're not going to let up till we're back in that chain gang and lying on a slab. Dogs. Bloodhounds. Come on.
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, The Gamble.
Only a few hundred yards behind.
Just keep going, Bob.
What's the use? They'll run us into the ground. Let's stop and fight for it.
Against dogs and a rifle? No.
Well, I'm not going to run till I drop. As soon as they can pick me up and take me back.
Just keep it going till we get to that tree over there. I got an idea.
All right. That's this brilliant idea of yours.
Here. Right here, this rock. Now climb the tree.
But if the scent stops here, the dogs will stop.
Dogs will keep going if you do.
You want me to be a decoy so you can save your own skin?
I want to save both our skins, Bart.
Don't sound like it to me. If I keep going, the dogs will follow me.
Look, the dogs will come right underneath this here tree. But I'll be up this tree with that rock, just ready to drop it on the guard. Now you got to trust me, Bart.
What if there are two guards with the dogs?
Well, that won't stop me. Even if I don't make it, you'll have extra time to get away. Now move. One guard, and the dogs are taking him right underneath this here tree.
Finish him off?
Oh, he can't do us any harm.
I'd feel better if he was dead.
There's no need to kill him. There's no time to argue. Now let's go.
feel a lot better now. They put at least 20 miles between us and that chain gang.
Yeah, but Atlanta's still 40 miles away.
We'll get there. Hey, listen. Chicken dinner.
Yeah. Over this here way, past these trees.
Well, a farm. Let's go.
Hey, wait a minute now, Bart. Won't do any harm to have a good look around before we make a move.
There's not a thing stirring out there. By the look of that house, there wouldn't be more than a few people living in it.
There's men's clothing on that line.
Hey, have a glance at that shed. A car. A car down that's going to take us to Atlanta.
Yeah.
40 miles. We can be there in an hour. Don't stop, honey. We haven't heard a lady's voice for a long time.
Convicts?
Yeah.
You needn't be afraid. You won't be hurt.
If you do as we say. You here all alone, honey?
Yes.
Married?
Yes.
Where's your husband?
He went into the city.
If he went into the city, why didn't he take the car with him? Where is he?
He went to fell some trees a few miles away.
When do you expect him back?
I don't know when he'll be back. He didn't say.
So you married her?
Yes.
Then why aren't you wearing a wedding ring?
I...
Who you staying here with? Answer my question and tell the truth or you'll be in trouble.
I live here with my father.
You figured that if we thought you were married, we'd worry about your husband and push you off quickly. Well, we're not leaving till we're good and ready, honey.
We're leaving as soon as we eat and get some clothes, Bart.
Hey, Dan. I'm on your side, remember?
Well, ain't no need to frighten the gal.
Bet she looks so pretty when she's scared.
What's your name, miss?
Yolanda Mitchell.
Yolanda? Nice name.
Can you fix us up with some food, Yolanda?
Yes.
Eggs?
I didn't fetch them from the hen house yet.
Well, I'll go out and get some. You get things started here, Bart?
Sure thing, Dan. There's nothing I like better than being in the kitchen with a pretty gal.
You stick to business.
Don't worry, Dan. It'll be all right. How about fixing this coffee for me, honey?
Why can't you do it yourself?
Getting some spirit, huh? Come on, fix the coffee. It tastes better when a woman does it. Come over here and do as I say, honey. Come on. Do you know how long I was in that chain gang camp, honey?
I don't care how long.
You're a beautiful girl, Yolanda.
Leave me be. Leave me be.
Don't do no good to fight, honey. It'll only make me hurt you.
Yeah.
Oh, you little... You know, I always said a girl was never worth anything if she didn't have a little bit of spirit. But of course, the first thing you gotta do is knock the spirit out. Still got some spirit left, honey?
Why, you're so good. Oh, my arm.
Now, come here.
That'll be enough, Bart.
Go back outside, Dan. I got some unfinished business here.
You let her go.
Let's keep getting along with each other, Dan. Go outside. Now, honey, I'm going to show you how a man kisses a woman.
Why, you...
Don't!
Now, you get hold of yourself, Bart.
Why, you...
Holding
the gun on me. You're holding the gun on me, Dan.
Only till you're smart enough.
I wouldn't... I guess you're right, Dan. I wasn't being very smart, was I?
We made plans, remember?
Yeah, that's right. We made plans. There are things we've got to do. Very important things.
And we're going to leave here just as soon as we can. We're taking your car, miss, right after we've eaten. I just went over and had a look at the car. It seems in pretty good order, but there ain't no ignition key.
I'll give you the key.
You get the car back. We ain't going to need it for long.
What'll we do with her? She'll yell for the police if we leave her.
Well, we'll tie her up. Just tight enough so she won't be able to get loose for a few hours.
If her father gets back here in the meantime...
You'll just have to gamble on that, Bart.
How about if we take her along with us?
No.
Why not? You don't have to hurt her.
If we have trouble with the police, the chances are she would get hurt.
But we could use her as a hostage.
No. This is just you and me, Bart. We're not going to let anybody else get mixed up in it at all.
All right, Dan. If that's how you want it, then that's how it'll be.
Yeah. Well, let's get something to eat.
Yeah, Dan. That coffee's just about ready to pour. Now, I've got the rifle. And from now on, I'm giving the orders.
In just a moment, we return with our story, The Gamble.
Having you order me around, Dan.
Now listen to
you. You listen to me. I'm not taking any chances. The girl goes with us.
We decided to stick together.
Sure, we'll stick together. As long as we do it my way.
And exactly what is your way?
You drive the car. The girl sits beside you. I'll be in the back with the rifle.
What if I won't go with you?
You'll end her, honey. You haven't got any choice.
Now, Bart, listen to me. The girl came
to
us.
For the last time, we'll do it my way. Now, let's change these clothes and get something to eat. And then we'll start moving. Can't you make this thing go any faster?
40's about all I can get out of her.
There's a milepost. 32 miles to Atlanta. About 45 more minutes.
Bart, where are we going to drop the gal off?
I haven't made up my mind what to do with her.
Look, there isn't any point.
Anything's liable to happen. We may need her yet. Crossroads coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. We turn to the left, yeah?
No. To the right.
But that'd take us to the other side of the city.
I know.
But it's miles out of the way.
Never mind. Just do as I say and turn right. Go on.
I don't get you, Bart. I thought we were going to a certain place.
You leave it to me. I know what I'm doing. Hey, gas gauge. Show's almost empty. Lucky thing I've got a girlfriend here to give us some money. Pull in at the first gas station.
Yeah, all right.
Yolanda.
What is it?
Don't try anything smart when we get to the gas station. If you yell out or anything like that, I won't hesitate to use this rifle. First on you, and then on anybody else who happens to be handy.
Don't doubt that for a moment.
Here's a station bar just ahead.
Behave yourself, honey. I'll be watching you every second. It's only a small gas station. Good.
Yeah. Here comes the attendant.
Good day, folks. What can I do for you? Take your oil and water?
Never mind that. I've already done that.
Just fill it up with gas.
Yeah, sure thing, sir. I always like it when it's nice and easy.
And make it snappy. We're in a hurry.
Yes, sir.
Just sit tight, you lady.
Don't worry. I'm not going to try.
You're going to be all right, miss. He won't hurt you.
That's a decision that'll be up to me, Dan.
We're going to let her go before we reach the city limits, Bart.
I wouldn't count on anything if I was you, Dan. Not while I'm holding the rifle.
I'm not going to see this gal get hurt. We're going to drop her outside the city limits.
The Southern gentleman.
We figured it'd be just you and me, Bart. For 3 years we figured that.
Quiet. That fella might hear you.
We'll talk it over later.
Well, there she is. Took almost 9 gallons.
How much?
$2.30 even.
Here.
Thank you, sir.
Right, Dan. Get this thing rolling.
That damn telephone. All right. I'm a carbon. Hello? White Tower Service Station. Hi, Wilson speaking.
This is Captain Morgan, State Police.
Hello, Captain. What can I do for you?
We just received a report from a farmer named Mitchell. Claims his car had been stolen and his daughter kidnapped by two men. Says he saw them leaving his farm.
Two men, eh? What kind of car was it?
An old one. 934 Essex.
Well, I'll be...
Have you seen it?
I've seen it all right, not a minute ago.
Were there two men and a girl in?
Yeah, a right pretty girl, too.
What the men look like?
Well, one sat on the back seat, big fella, mean face. The other one was driver, and he wasn't as big.
Yes, but there was a prison break this morning.
Prison break, eh? Too bad you didn't phone earlier, Captain. I'd have tried to hold him up for you.
That's where they go.
Straight north, heading for Atlanta. Why, right now, they wouldn't be more than a mile or so away from my station.
Thanks.
I hope you get them, Captain.
We'll get them.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, The Gamble.
Twenty more miles. Dan, keep your foot down that accelerator. Dan?
We're going to stop. We got things to talk over, Bart.
Get this car moving.
After we come to an understanding about this gal.
Taking a liking to her or something?
I want to know just exactly what you got in your mind.
All right. Just before we reach the city limits, we'll turn off the highway. You can tie up your girlfriend, then we'll drive in. Satisfied?
Yeah, but I still don't understand why we took this road.
Don't you trust me, Dan?
Well, it means that we travel 5 miles further. Well, that doesn't make sense to me.
All right, I'll explain it to you, Dan. Outside the car so your lander can't hear us. Oh, and take that ignition key with you, just in case.
Well?
Remember when we went on trial for murdering Perillo? We furnished an alibi for each other. We said we were asleep in the room we shared when Perillo was killed. We said that Sam Gregson was the fourth player in that card game. We showed how Gregson could have beaten us to the room and stolen the gun. Our gun.
Yeah, and they didn't believe any of it. What are you getting at, Bart?
They know we hate Gregson. So they'll figure us to go straight to his place. And they'll be waiting for us.
But now you don't want to go after Gregson, huh?
Not right away.
Well, then, why go to Atlanta at all?
I got friends who can hide us there, Dan. Then, when things cool down, we can get Gregson.
Well, I'm not going after him, Bart.
He framed us, didn't he?
Well, I was never sure of that, Bart.
Of course it was him. Who else could it have been?
Well, it could have been almost anybody. A lot of people found out how much Brillo had won from us in that card game, so... Well, I'm going to leave Gregson alone.
Well, what you do is your own business, I guess. But you can still hide out with my friends if you like.
Yeah, that'll take money.
They know I'll pay him when I collect from Gregson.
Yeah, but how do I pay him?
It's on me, Dan. Now, let's get back to the car, eh? Dan, we can leave our girlfriend and then go on.
All right.
A little further, so we're well out of sight of the highway.
Yeah, sure.
This'll do. All right, Dan. Take her out and tie her up.
Come on, miss. Don't you worry, none. I'll tie you up so you can get loose in an hour or so.
Thank you.
Take her over there, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, but hand me that rope in the back of the car, will you?
Go over and I'll bring it to you. What's the matter, Dan? Don't you like the way I'm pointing the gun at you?
Bart, what is this?
You know what it is. I'm not dumb. I know you're onto me.
Well, I don't get what you mean, Bart.
You were never really sure about Sam Gregson. But you didn't say who you thought might have killed Perillo.
Me. Oh, don't be a fool,
I'd
Bart.
I'd be a fool if I let you live. You know I killed him and let you take the rap with me. You knew that when I took the rifle from you in the farmhouse.
God! State police.
Run, Yolanda.
Stay right where you are, honey, or you get a rifle slug through you.
Put your hands in the air.
Freeman.
You've got no chance. There are more patrol cars on the way.
They don't want to shoot because of Yolanda. That suits me fine.
If you're smart, you'll give up. Make up your minds fast.
Here's my answer. Got one of them. They found way over here. More southern gentlemen, Dan.
You're right, Bart. You're nothing but a no-good swamp.
I'll handle you later. One of them's trying to sneak over this way. The other one's behind the cover.
Stay where you are, Dan.
Don't come any near or the girl gets
you. Don't worry about me.
Keep away, Dan.
You're gonna have to shoot me, Bart.
I will if you come any closer.
Boy!
You see? I didn't have to shoot you, they did.
Why, you fools! You were trying to stop him.
Nothing that nobody's going to stop me.
And Dan.
You're worried about him, ain't you? How nice. How romantic. Well, look real close, honey.
Don't.
He's not dead yet, so I'm going to finish it. Watch while I do it.
No!
Throwing yourself over him ain't going to do any good.
Help! Help!
No, you get away, Yolanda. He'll shoot you.
Yeah. This bullet will go right through both of you. Empty.
His gun's empty. Come and get him.
They're not getting me.
Fire!
Well, this straightens it out, Dan. $22,000. We found it in the room you shared with Bart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the money Perillo won in that card game. And that's where Bart was going. He wasn't after Gregson.
He had no reason to go after Gregson. That was just a story. Nice friend, wasn't he? Let you share a life sentence.
I reckon he left the room when I was asleep, and he murdered Perillo and then tried to get rid of that gun.
Mm-hmm, but in the darkness, he threw the gun into low water. It was found the next day. I imagine he went to Perillo's place to look for the money, was surprised and lost his head.
Yeah.
Well, you're free to go, Dan.
There's that guard I knocked out.
He's got a hard head. I hope your skull isn't quite as thick. Gambling, you know, doesn't offer a fellow a very good future.
Well, I've given it up, Lieutenant.
Dan.
It's all right, Yolanda.
Oh, thank goodness, honey.
Incidentally, marriage, they say, is the biggest gamble of all.
Well, I'll lay you 100 to 1 that it works out, Lieutenant.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, The Gamble.